Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Sandspans Radio. Sandman, more like Simple Plan.
On a quest for epic gear, housewares, and collectibles this holiday season, Loot Crate offers an epic range of pop culture items for less than $20 a month. Whether you're shopping for the geek in your life or you are that geek, Loot Crate is the best surprise you know is coming. Every month there's a different theme and new exclusive items you can only get with Loot Crate. Treat yourself every month or give the gift of geeking out to a friend or loved one. December is a month of celebration and cheer. It's a time for reflection, to look back on the year that was and to come together to remember the good times and the bad. I guess when you really boil it down, December is a time for revolution. That's right, burn it all down and start again. Unhappy with the establishment? Well, let's riot! And the best way to show your unhappiness with our current predicament is to head to lootcrate.com/letmedie and use the promo code LETMEDIE, all one word, to get some serious cash dollars off any new subscription. Loot Crate are leaning hard into the rebelliousness that December is so commonly known for by featuring exclusive items from Assassin's Creed, Mr. Robot, Firefly, and much more. Let your rebellious flag fly with Loot Crate and Sandspants Radio. You have until the 19th of December to subscribe to receive this month's crate, and when that cutoff happens, that's it. It's over. You've lost your chance and now your cause is destined to fail. All because you didn't head to lootcrate.com/letmedie and use the promo code LETMEDIE, all one word, on any new subscription. Now, enjoy the show.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star, where we ask important questions like, if you could exploit a trope from television for financial gain or personal benefit, which one would you pick and how would you do so? Sunday, Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday,
happy days. Thursday, Friday, happy days. So, some ground rules. We all know that in, like, a TV world, certain things happen that don't happen in the real world. Okay,
yep.
So, you know, there are just certain tropes, certain, like, fucking conventions of television that exist clearly within that world. So the question is, if you could choose one, you, with the knowledge you have now, from that world, what would it be? How would you exploit it?
How did you make that more wordy?
Clear as mind.
So look, I'll try and explain
it
again.
Okay, you give it a go.
So, in the world of television...
in the world of
John
TV...
John Logie Baird.
In 1942, the first color... I would choose... you know, in like a TV show or a movie, somebody needs like an amount of money.
Yep.
And they're like, ah, oh, if only I had $800 rent. And then they turn on their TV, and there's somebody in the TV being like, fucking enter this this dirt bike competition and win $800 grand prize. Okay? That's a thing in that world. So I would carry with me at all times a small color television. And if I ever needed anything, okay, I needed to know how to do anything, I just ask the question, turn on the TV.
There's a PowerPoint.
Find a power.
And an antenna, Jack.
I'll have batteries for it.
An antenna.
I'll have a generator. Someone will be like, Jackson, should we go like out for Chinese or Indian? I'll be like, oh, let me check. Then I'll find a generator. Turn it
and
plug it in.
You can just buy a portable. You don't need a generator.
I'll find a portable TV then.
You're going to have the rabbit ear antennas there.
I'll cop it. For the ability to...
Oh, wait, no. We don't have analog TV anymore in Australia.
Oh, yeah.
You can't do it.
I'll just turn on the TV.
What should I do?
Give me a moment.
You are just fucked.
I'll use a radio then. Same difference.
Yeah,
there's always going to be a competition or a missing dog that'll tell me how to get that amount of money.
And portable radios are easy to find.
Exactly. There's fucking tons of them.
In fact,
I feel like that was sarcasm, Jackson. How did you not get that?
But I could just be like, man, I need $1 million. Enter this competition. Grand prize, $1 million. And if I
But
fail,
if you don't have also with you the trope that you win any competition you enter, you might not win $1 million.
But assuming that...
Surely the downside of this is that you immediately fail if you don't get that one opportunity. Because that's how it always works on the show. You need to win that competition,
but
or the orphanage is getting sold, Jackson.
And because you're just you in real life, because the only trope you took was...
Yeah.
You
can't win that singing contest. You haven't got a fucking chance.
Surely, though, I fail the singing contest.
You lose, the orphanage Jackson gets sold.
Like, no.
No.
Surely then I could be like in my car, sitting there being lost another E. Be like, man, if only I had $1 million, turn on the radio again. Get a new competition.
Infinite tries, but if you keep losing, it's not good.
You're gonna have infinite tries and no self-esteem.
So the downside of my choice is the damage to my self-esteem.
Infinite tries and no self-esteem are like two things that Jackson Bailey has set up to take advantage of.
I already got infinite tries.
He got time and he ain't got no care.
And I feel like it's the kind of thing you could probably expand. Like, it doesn't just have to be monetary gain. Adam's eating soup as well for everyone playing at home. He's trying to hide it. But...
Try and guess the flavor. You'll be pleasantly surprised.
It's creamy mushroom.
No.
Creamy mushroom or cream of mushroom?
Creamy.
I honestly couldn't tell you.
How'd you make it? Did you cream a mushroom? Or did you just add cream and a mushroom?
I opened the can.
Mm-hmm. What did the can say?
The can said the words cream and mushroom were involved.
Did it say cream or creamy? Because that'll answer our riddle.
Or did it just say cream mushroom?
I actually honestly couldn't tell you.
That's anyway,
red
that's
and white can, so I using. Think maybe Campbell's.
Adam's soup issues aside, is there any flaw with my brilliant plan? I'm gonna
I would
make
have
so
already
much...
exploited it. The fact that you won't win any of these.
I'll win one eventually.
No, because it isn't a luck thing. These are all talent competitions.
I have some talent.
Not enough to win a competition.
Like you say, Jackson Bailey cannot win a competition.
100%.
But if it's like a sleeping competition, I'm good at sleeping.
Eventually, you might get a comedy competition, and then he has a chance.
Hey!
You're bad at stand-up.
Oh, yeah, no, he's right.
No one's like, hey, record a podcast. And then even then, there's podcasts that are better than this. Don't stop listening, though.
But it's not always necessarily a competition. It might just be like, Jackson, enter this unique and dangerous medical trial for $1 million. Yeah, it's always just, it's that lead to the next
I don't remember that movie.
No, all right, I'll give you that.
Yeah, like it's just...
sometimes in TV and stuff like that, it's like, oh, I need $3,237. And then turn on the radio, sell your kidney for $3,239.
Just come on down to Dan's Kidney Emporium.
Get rid of what you got, too.
Seems like halfway through, he's like, you got two? Come on.
Just do it.
Well, you could already sell your kidney. That's.
I guess I don't need a radio.
You don't need this magic power.
But it might be like, oh, man, if only I had $1 million. Come on down to... the medical center will scan your brain for $1 million. There we go. Jackson Bailey, $1 million richer.
Brain scan. Brain cancer dead.
But $1 million
wow,
for
dude,
a bit.
That's pretty dark.
That's grim. Can you do better then?
Yep. Speaking of grim. So I'm going to go with the trope that is very specific to soaps.
Okay.
So especially
soap trope.
It's a soap trope.
It's a soap trope. It's our favorite segment. Soap trope.
Yep.
So in Australia, that's Neighbours, Home and Away. Mm-hmm. In the UK, it's Neighbours and All my family? All my friends?
Coronation the, Street?
Coronation the Street?
Days of our lives.
Days of our lives? Oh. No, I was talking, there's a long run. I don't know, tweet me or something. List, send
the one,
me.
The one where they've got a little evil kid who's sometimes a...
Passions.
Passions!
Passions?
Passions.
And there's also...
Passions.
The fuck EastEnders?
EastEnders is in Britain, yeah.
Yeah, killed it. anyway, yeah, so long-running soaps and stuff like that. Yeah. When it comes to Christmas or the end of a season, so it's usually Christmas time in the town, something fucked happens every single time.
Because it's just before the Christmas break, so they've got to end on a high note, so it's always around Christmas. Yeah,
and
yeah,
it's always a cliffhanger. So just here's some examples from Australian soaps in the last 10 years that I can remember. An illegal dance party that turns into a warehouse fire where all the young teens are at.
What was that?
I think that was Home and Away.
Okay, it sounds more Home and Away than Neighbours.
Home and Away.
Yeah. Adam, that's copyrighted. We're sued. You've done us in.
I'm sorry.
There's pregnancies. Sorry. Someone goes to jail.
Somebody turns out to be a criminal.
Someone comes back from jail.
Somebody stops being a criminal for a bit. They're a good dad now.
No, they're dead or something, probably. People die, there's pregnancies.
Horse deaths happens a lot, McLeod's daughters.
Yeah, exactly. It's fucked.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I don't know how you're exploiting it for
easy
financial gain or a personal benefit.
Personal benefit.
Okay.
Invite all your enemies over to the town for Christmas. Got a nan you hate? Come on down for Christmas, Nan.
Oh, no, Nan's a criminal now. Put Nan in jail. I feel like you're, though, in danger of being like, brought all my enemies, and then it's like one of them assassinates you.
That's like, also personal gain because...
You're dead?
Yeah.
Death is a boon. We know this. Yeah.
I did it. Also because like...
And also like, you're like, bring Nan... You're rolling your dice as to what, like, big event... Nan's pregnant. Oh, no. You're like, the Nan you hate's going to have a baby. You're like, that's not what I wanted. Next Christmas, I guess.
Nan you hate's going to have a baby and all the fucking people who hate you are going to raise it. You're going to come back to bite
you. You've just created your worst nightmare.
My rival.
Yeah, exactly.
Which I'll probably kill next Christmas. What if, will kill me.
Or... Well, yeah, no, like, he is rolling the dice, but what if one of the events is that he has an evil twin comes around, all his enemies kill his evil twin. That's pretty true.
All the problems I create for myself sort themselves out in following Christmases.
Well, I guess the benefit kind of is that no matter what, by the start of the next year, that problem's probably not going to be such a big deal.
Exactly. It'll reach a status quo like, I'm dead. Oh, wait, no, I just fell over.
Like, Nan dies and you're like, oh, no, but whatever. I'll see her again at, like, come New Year's. Now come back. Everyone will be like, Nan's not dead. You'll be like, yeah, duh. Come on.
Perfect.
She died at Christmas. Everybody knows that doesn't count. Yeah, I guess. But I still don't really know what your benefit here is that other than maybe you got Nan pregnant.
Oh, man, I don't think that's what he was implying at all.
That's not what
Jackson,
I wanted.
Jackson, I think you've misunderstood this. Dusha gets Nan pregnant.
Well, I can also gain from different things. So, like, in the series of, like, a warehouse fire or whatever, I just move. I just move for Christmas and everyone else. I make a lot of money because I'm selling around Christmas time.
Okay.
And I get out of town.
So, you... I've chosen the trope to then avoid the trope. Why not? Here's a neat idea. Just don't have that trope.
Well, today's topic wasn't what... Nothing. Today's topic wasn't nothing. How would you nothing?
How would you just live your life as you basically live it now?
I'm like, oh, I just do.
Unchanged, how do you do?
I do. No, like, look... You could, and also if I wanted to get in on the shady side of things, I would get away with it because, like, I'd be like, I could commit crimes, and then I know by New Year's I'd be sweet.
That's what you gotta bloody get in on.
So, like, my rival businessman opens a new fancy mega mart across the road mum and pop
not
hockey store.
Popples, he's doing it again.
Yep. So I just commit a sneaky bit of arson.
Uh huh. Burn it down.
Yeah. Everyone's shocked, and then it's revealed that it was me, and everyone's shocked, and then it's fine because I get acquitted or something.
Yeah. Like, come New Year's, there's another problem, and you're like, whatever.
Yeah.
There's a serial killer around, and they're like, Nan's pregnant. Don't worry about Dusha doing that arson. Nan's pregnant. That's like old business. That is a good benefit. You kind of like Christmas time is just a blank check. Do what you like.
It's like the
purge. No, yeah, like the purge. It's purge-esque.
The Christmas purge.
Plus, you know, you can kind of kill anyone, they'll come back.
Yeah, that's
fine. You can just murder everyone at Christmas.
I just get it out of my system.
Exactly. If you choose that soap, then Christmas is your own personal purge.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Christmas purge.
What about you, Adam?
So,
can you top a Christmas purge and a portable radio?
I've got so many. All right, but I think the one... Oh, but robbing children. No.
Okay.
All right, the one I'm going to go with...
All right.
Is, you know how every... there's a trope that in an old house, up in the attic, there is a treasure man. That is the trope. And then I will use the treasure I got to buy a new old house whose attic I will also raid for treasure maps.
So the treasure map in the first house...
I will become part, like, landowner, part treasure hunter.
But isn't the treasures you're hunting further treasure maps? Is that not what you just implied?
No.
The money I get from the treasure, I get another treasure map with.
That's you're going to be a rich boy.
Yeah, no, he's not. He's got exactly the same problem you do. Where it's like, sure, you're finding the treasure maps, but you're not a treasure hunter.
I was hoping no one would point this out.
Like,
I can't solve the pirate's riddle.
Also, here's a map, Adam. It's of two islands.
Okay, quick backup.
Like, a pirate's like, it's like two holes, and it's like, put your hand in the correct one. You just get bit by a crab.
Do it again. About a bunch of kids who get the time off during summer.
Uh-huh.
At some point, they get money, but it gets swindled from them. Uh-huh. I want to be that guy who swindles that money.
Okay.
They're just children after that. I get away with that.
So, the trope... No,
they go to jail. Yeah. You always go to jail.
Or a dog bites them.
Dog bites them, I'm free and clear. No one's going
to... Yeah, to be honest, the only punishment is a dog bite on the bum. And all that really often, like, there's never blood. It's just going to show your heart underwear and you're good. But hang on, how are you getting the money out of the kids? What's the guy?
Someone swindles the kids. Yeah. I'm that guy.
So is it the thing?
I swindle children of their money, but then afterwards they're just kids. They don't know to go to the
This is
cops.
A real goal you could achieve in real life.
It is possible to swindle kids.
It'd be mad if I'd already been trying.
Is it the kind of thing where it's like the kids need to not have money for the film or the TV show? So you take the money at the
start?
It's
like just part of their summer adventure.
But aren't you then putting yourself in the position of bad guy? And all the
I don't think any of us are good guys.
I'm not committing it. I mean, Douche is doing murders and getting Nans pregnant, but like, I'm not doing any crimes.
Well, I guess I'm doing crimes then.
No, because the thing is that your trope lines up with Jackson's trope, so you're just swindling Jackson.
Oh, no, he is! Damn it! I'm like tuning into the radio and Adam's like, come on down to my import, let me scan your brain for $1 million. And then I get there and I find out I have to give him $1 million to scan my brain.
The best part is I know I can get away with that after the trope ends. I know I can do that for Jackson.
Yeah, you can scan my brain. That's
See, cool. He doesn't care.
But I feel like if you're putting yourself in the position of bad guy, you're going to get all the tropes that come with that.
But
like a dog bite or
we're
jail.
We're saying one trope here, aren't we?
I guess so.
I guess it can be a downside to the trope, though.
Well, I mean, I guess the downside is that you're still just you.
I mean, that was kind of the default.
No, but like, so you spend all the kids out of their money.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's still theft. Like,
yeah.
In a trope world, maybe you just get a dog bite on the bomb.
Can the downside not be that I only get small amounts of money?
Yeah, but also,
nah.
The kids are going to go to their parents and be like, this guy said he was going to scan our brains, took our money. And then you're going to actual prison.
I move towns a lot.
You and Dusha, always moving towns to get away from tropes you decided on.
Yep.
Yeah. My Treasure Island one didn't pan out.
No, Treasure Island, like, again, it's a numbers game. Eventually you'll get a treasure worth keeping.
I'm jumping back onto my original one.
And what? I'm going to jump back onto my original argument of you don't know how maps work.
Numbers game. I'm running a numbers scheme here.
So you're just hoping that if you find enough maps, one will eventually just
What if
play.
I sell that
Dear
map?
Dear Adam, I am writing to you to inform you that I have buried treasure on 133 Main Street. It's in the hole with an X marked on it.
What if I sell the
Enjoy
map to a museum?
Enjoy my treasure. What?
What if I sell the map to someone?
Who?
Like a museum.
Who buys
These
maps?
Treasures are often historical.
I mean, enough to buy another house, though, to get another house?
I have...
This is small gains now.
I just need that... It all comes down to just that one. I just need that one. And then I can prove that the other maps are real.
Also, like, museums usually don't buy stuff. You donate things to a museum.
God damn it.
Fucking cheap-ass museums.
Here's what you gotta do, Adam. You find the treasure map. You give it to the kids you were gonna swindle. The kids find the treasure. You swoop in and steal it.
Problem is, I can only take one of those tropes.
True.
The other one I just need to do on my own back.
Well, why don't you take the trope that kids find a treasure map, okay, and then they solve the treasure, and you just be there.
Just long for the
Yeah. And in the end, the kids are like, we found it. And you're like, but it's mine. I'm bigger than you. Punch a kid in the mouth, get the fucking rubies.
Actually.
That's my fucking life motto.
Michael, what's yours? Because I just had an idea to fix both of yours. I'll let Michael go first in case
shoot,
this
shoot
is
us
it.
With yours, Michael.
I'd like to have a special guest star as a relative.
Oh, that's super
that's
good.
That's the best. Fuck. Could be anyone, and it'd be different every week.
Yeah, exactly right. And then, you know, they don't have to come around for Christmas because they're too expensive and too big of a star to come back every episode.
Plus, you know, when they come around, it's going to be a fucking wild time.
Absolutely.
Because they're not...
Pause break.
The studio is not going to waste, like, fucking Brad Pitt.
Today, Michael Williams joins Plumbing in the Death Star for today's episode with his special cousin, Lil Wayne.
Lil Wayne!
Yeah.
All right, so you pointed out the downside.
You might get little.
Little Wayne might be my cousin.
I think the downside is surely a lot of sometimes your family members turn out to be pedophiles.
Yeah, that's true. Sometimes you look back on a week and you're like, it was bad that he was my cousin for that week.
That's not good.
Also, your family tree would look real strange. Are they all cousins? I guess if they're all like second cousins, that's how they tend to be in like a TV show.
Oh, mom's got a new boyfriend and it's Bill Clinton.
Mom's got a new boyfriend every week is good.
What an eclectic mix of guest stars. Brad Pitt, Lil Wayne, Bill Clinton. Fucking all the classics. And also like, I guess another downside is that they are going to take, like you're just kind of along for the ride, which
that's
I guess
fine.
Is good.
Yeah.
But
I'll sit one out. One out for the day.
Just let them have your like adventure for the day. Although I guess actually also it. So okay, question: is it actual Bill Clinton, or is Bill Clinton playing someone else? Is it like for this week, Bill Clinton?
I didn't
former
suggest
president.
Bill Clinton.
Come on, Michael, tell us more about Bill Clinton.
Fine, Lil Wayne. For this week, Lil Wayne is actually your cousin, or is it like for this week, Lil Wayne is playing somebody named like. I don't know, Johnson
Little
Smith.
Dwayne.
Little Dwayne for the week.
He's playing Bill Clinton.
Your cousin. Because if it's the actual actor, then that comes with, like, you don't know that person.
Yeah. Huh.
Plus, what's the cast of your life? And how do they come in if it's...
Oh. That's a great Everyone's just like, oh.
What is the cast of my life?
I
middle
just...
class.
Because I'm just thinking of, like, so say Bill Clinton comes into my life. Is it like I wake up in the morning, Bill Clinton's there. He's like, hey, Jackson, today we're going to hang out together. I'm your cousin. I'm like, all right, Bill. Like, what's the go here?
Well, I imagine you call him, first of all, I imagine you call him Billy Boy.
All right, Billy Boy, show me around. All right, I will.
That's good.
Why did he come to your house to show you around?
I don't know what he's about. I don't know Bill Clinton's needs.
Billy Boy's wild.
You said you had a way of fixing mine and Adam's?
Yeah, all right. So Michael has clearly picked the best of the
Oh,
four.
Absolutely. That's
yep.
the winner.
Yep.
100%.
Fair, fair
usually we leave it up
writing
to
it
like,
down in his little notebook so he can remember.
Yeah, I won.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
So both you and Adam sort of got close to this trope that I forgot about until halfway through this episode. So you both want to get rich.
Yeah.
And you both want to...
Get rich or die trying.
Find treasure or just inexplicably... Inexplicably. Yeah, that works. Come across money that you need.
Yep.
You know what happens in TV shows when they need a lot of money and it's real easy and also, for some reason, people...
Oh, we are idiots.
What?
Hey, just dig a hole in your backyard and you struck oil.
You just find money on the bus
Finding
or something.
Money.
Yep.
God damn.
We did fuck up. Yep.
No.
No, because it's usually like striking oil. Or you're like, oh, my
if
house
you're
is...
the fucking, goddamn, what are they, the Beverly Hillbillies, maybe? What other TV show involves people striking oil?
I feel like Lil Elvis.
Remember that episode of bloody Malcolm in the Middle?
Where that's not oil, isn't it something else?
It's probably there's uranium.
Like some, it's some Elvis,
Elvis Einstein.
Elvis Presley element or something like that, isn't this? No, it's the marble. Something to do with the marble.
If anyone has seen
Lil
Elvis...
crazy.
Lil Elvis Jones.
The Australian
cartoon.
Yeah.
Phenomenal
it's
cartoon.
It's the name that everyone knows.
No, but the downside is finding...
It aired from like 2002 to like 2006.
2002 to 2003.
Potentially our most obscure reference. No, because the problem with finding a lot of money on, say, the bus is that eventually I'm going to have to give it back. That's fucking every movie that's we
but
are
we only taking one part of the trope?
Well, the whole trope is you find the money and then eventually give it back. It's not just you find the money.
But for
surely.
That period, you live like a king.
But what about like when you find... What about the movie Blank Check, which
okay.
is...
A fucking phenomenal film.
Does he have to give the money back in the end?
He does. He gets over it. But in, say, Millions, which is a similar premise, the kid does have to give it back.
Isn't Millions a Bruce Willis vehicle?
I do not think so. It's,
no,
it's like
Danny
a British,
Boyle movie, yeah.
It's a British film. Mm. It's like real sweet. I don't know what you're thinking of.
What's Bruce Willis in? Well, Die Hard.
Another trope that I think I would very much like to exploit is I was watching Ted 2 recently, against my better judgment, because it's not great. And in that film, a child's wish brings a teddy bear to life under specific circumstances. Surely I can replicate that and make an army.
But then you'd have Ted too.
Well, Ted got raised like by terrible Bostonites. I'll raise him properly.
No, you won't.
I'll get people to raise him properly.
How are you going
to
pay for that?
Well, I'd like be like,
are
hey,
you
do you want to see
an army? How do you care how they're raised?
Adam's got a good point.
Well, I like that you just looked at me and then pointed it at him with a look on your face like, shut the fuck up, Dusha.
Gotcha, good.
Got you. I didn't even argue.
I was fine. Well, actually, I should probably care about how they raise it. They'll turn on me. That's always the worry.
They'll turn on you. That's going to happen.
But surely,
just
like...
enjoy your time. That's the ruler.
A child's wish. That's the most exploitable thing there is. Like, wish upon a star. Done.
That's a good trope, though. That's a trope.
Mm.
Liar, liar.
Yeah. Head.
Other things?
Pinocchio? Geppetto wishes a fucking robot to... not a robot. What do you call them? Wooden robot?
Wait, does everyone get this trope or just you get the trope?
Just you.
Just you, all right.
Yeah.
Wishing upon a star is a good one.
Fuck,
well,
there's so many stars.
To be fair, in all of these tropes, we've given it to everyone. Like, our direct society has been infected.
Okay, yeah, fine. Everyone,
so everyone gets it. So the world is chaos and ruin.
Oops, I gave everybody wishes. No, because... So here's the thing. In, say, Liar Liar, not everyone seems to know that you can wish anything you want. Otherwise, everyone in that film would be like mermaids and dragon men.
Oh, boy, would they.
So surely that means I can just get, like, 100 children in a factory with 100 cakes. Be like, blow it out, make a wish. And I want you to wish for diamonds. Right?
Oh, I mean, can't see why not.
In Liar Liar, though, it only works for 24 hours.
That's fine. I have diamonds for 24 hours, sell stuff.
Wait, no, does he ask for only 24 hours?
That seems like a weird
thing. You know, I think he does. He's like, yeah. I wish my dad would just be able to tell the truth for one day or something.
Yeah. It's not like for 24 hours, no. Exactly.
For one lunar cycle.
Well, that's great then. I can be like, kids, wish for me for diamonds forever.
You ate diamonds forever, you idiot. Oh,
no. Hi, children. Can you please
you
wish diamonds
like
60 off
years.
Forever?
Plus, I guess I actually don't need the kids. I could just blow on a candle myself.
I was going to say, these kids can be easily turned to wish you explode.
This is the Ted problem again.
Linda Jackson.
Oh, yeah, you're right. The kids could just be like, I hate working in this factory.
Yeah.
I wish Jackson was dead. Got me. Kids got me good. Yeah, well, that's one, though, if you fucking control it properly.
I still think, in hindsight, and after Ed going back and fixing all of the, fleshing out a few of the issues we had, Michaels is still the best.
Michaels is the only one that basically has no strings attached.
And so only has benefits.
You got Lil Wayne in your house.
That's all right.
Lil Wayne seems like he would not take off his shoes when he came in the door.
What show has Lil Wayne been a guest star on?
What show has Bill Clinton been a guest
star on? Simpsons.
Show of life.
Oh, yeah, he was on The Simpsons. I'm sure Lil Wayne was on The Simpsons. Lil Wayne's everywhere.
Mm. I think Lil Wayne was on Simpsons, but I don't think like as a guest star.
What is it, permanent actor?
No, it's like a reference.
Oh, well. That's kind of the same.
And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
I've been Adam.
And I've been Michael.
Where can we find you?
Oh, right. Yeah, sure. So I host a couple other podcasts, one called Pop Quiz Hotshot, which is a movie trivia game show, and I host It's a Duck Blur with my wife, and we watch every episode of DuckTales.
Which is great. I strongly recommend listening to that podcast.
You're wearing a shirt about it right now.
Awesome. It's my uniform.
It's a good shirt, though. Work smarter, not harder.
Yeah, it's Scrooge's message.
Does it say that on?
Yeah,
it wasn't just aspiring to become Scrooge.
No, that was just Adam's thoughts.
I've been dying to eat chips this whole time. I'm going to do it now that the episode's done.
Oh, yeah. I just ate my soup. Finished it like halfway.
That's the best. These happy days are yours, bye.
If you think this show is worth at least a dollar, why not donate to our Patreon account? Follow the links on our website, sanspantsradio.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Here's a question for the marketers listening. Want to find that perfect customer beyond the world of scrolling, swiping, and searching? Here's a secret to make sparks fly. Smooth talking with podcast ads. With Acast, you can reach millions of listeners who'll be hanging on your every word. On the train to work, in the gym, or waiting in line for coffee. Start up the conversation with podcast listeners anywhere and everywhere. And they're looking for love. 60% of listeners have a higher trust in brands they've met on podcasts compared to social. Get closer to your audience. Make podcast ads with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.